This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission today ordered for re-polling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal tomorrow. Re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magrahat Pashchim Assembly constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has ordered re-polling in 11 booths in Magrahat Pashchim and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly constituencies in South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal tomorrow. Commission has taken the decision after analyzing the reports of returning officers and observers. The re-polling will start on 7 a.m. in the morning and end on 6 p.m. in the evening. Commission till now has not taken any decision on re-poll regarding the Faulta Assembly constituency. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagat Buddha at Jeevatsal in Leh today. On this occasion, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh V.K. Saxena and the Union Home Secretary along with many dignitaries were present. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagat Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from today till the 14th of this month. Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, has cracked down on a major international narcotics ring, seizing 349 kilograms of high-grade cocaine worth 1,745 crore rupees in Mumbai. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "This is a trailblazing example of bottom-to-top approach where the agency traced a smaller consignment to net a massive network." He also congratulated the NCB team for this monumental success. The Home Minister said the government has resolved to ruthlessly crush the narcotics cartel. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India has emerged as the world's fifth largest exporter of processed crude. Addressing the third Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Surat today, he said after the energy crisis, the country has not only diversified its energy supply, but also successfully producing 60% of LPG within the country. He emphasized that despite global supply chain disruptions and escalating freight costs, the government maintained stable retail energy prices, reflecting its commitment to the common man. The government today said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to facilitate energy supply, maritime operations, and support to Indian nationals amid the evolving West Asia situation. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country, and yesterday more than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis, and as of yesterday, around 49.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. The government has said Great Nicobar project is an example of how holistic development can balance economic growth, ecological conservation and social inclusion. It said the project leverages Great Nicobar's strategic location to strengthen India's national security, maritime and defense presence in the Indo-Pacific, while simultaneously embedding strong environmental safeguards and tribal welfare mechanisms. The fourth meeting of the Live Events Development Cell, or LEDC, was convened in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Secretary, Ministry of INB, Chanchal Kumar. Representatives from 9 central ministries, 6 states and 12 industry members attended the meeting. A 7-year-old boy from Jharkhand has become the youngest swimmer to cross the Pok Strait, completing the 29-kilometer stretch between Sri Lanka and India in a record time for his age category. Ishang Singh, a class 3 student from Ranchi, finished the swim from Thalaimannar in Sri Lanka to Dhanushkodi in Tamil Nadu in 9 hours 50 minutes. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals have set a target of 226 runs for Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 78 for no loss in 7 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.